Some people just not listen to you because they want what they want.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Customers don't care what you want. They only care about what they want. So what happened, I shot that video because years of meeting clients and then telling them what I think about how they should build their real estate portfolio and how they should save money and how they should do this. And they don't listen. They just want to do their stuff. They just want to buy what they want to buy. And I remember my mentor saying, don't push your values onto other people. And then, you know, as a Christian, when I was earlier in my faith, I was trying to like evangelize people and force my views onto them. But they didn't like it. And then later I like backed off. And it's a reminder, like, you know, you have a good thing and you want to share it or evangelize it to somebody else, but some people are not ready. They're not at that stage or they don't want to hear it. And same with real estate. Like, so you want to save them, like I want to save them in their financial position, but they don't want it. They don't want to be safe. They want to buy what they want to buy. And they, like, I tell them don't sell or whatever, they want to sell. And like, some people just not listen to you because they want what they want. And so it coincides with that. I had to learn how to let go. And yes, I will educate them, but really, it's up to them how they want to live their life. It's their life, and also, I got to do it in a way that doesn't make them feel bad, because they also want to people please too. They don't want to make me feel, they don't want to go against what I'm saying, because it makes them look lose face or it makes them look bad, right? So I have to put it in a way that's like, yeah, it's up to you, like which choice you want, and they ask me my choice, right? And I have to be careful about my choice and how I share it that way. I'm like, well, my situation is different, my belief system is different, so like I can educate you on the different options, but you have to choose what option you want. And I say, and I assure them by saying, but rest assured, I'll not let you buy a lemon, or I'll not let you buy something that goes against your goals. If it looks like to me, like you tell me your goals and you do something, and if it looks like what you're buying is against your goals, I'll point it out to you. And then of course it's, but I won't force them, I won't stop them completely. Yeah. I'll point it out to them, and if they still want to buy it, then they have to buy it. Right?
Yeah.
And not make them feel bad about it, right?
I was going to say, maybe it could also have something to do with the way you talk to them. You're very upfront, right? Mm-hmm. You've always been like that. Very upfront, very blunt, brutally honest, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some people, even if you're saying the right things, can see that as a threat almost. It's like, to my manhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're threatening my manhood because you're telling me what to do. You're all up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe kind of delivering it in a different way could also be helpful.
I think so. So that's a skill you develop over the years. Like, how do you talk to your customer? And sometimes you know what's best for them, but if you don't communicate it the right way, they won't receive it the right way. So yeah, we were talking right, before that. If you like, there's certain clients. If you don't help them, they're kind of screwed, right? Yeah, God can send other people to service them, to help them, but you know you're the best for them, but they just don't want your help. And so you kind of like have to give up that savior complex and just like let them suffer the consequences of their own actions. And then I was thinking how our life, our society is always trying to prevent people from, don't do this, don't drink and drive, don't do this because it's going to kill people, or blah, blah, blah. And sometimes people learn best through falling on their face flat and getting burned. And I feel like some of our clients are like that. Like, they won't listen to your advice, or you try to reach out to them and they don't want it. Because they want to live their life according to their way. Or verbally they say, yes, yes, please help me, Gary, help me do this and achieve that. And then when you give them the advice, no, I don't want that,
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So you start to learn that different customers just want to grow at their stage and grow at their speed, at their pace, right? And so the art of surrendering is what I've been learning the past couple, several weeks. Just how to surrender what I want and my expectations of my clients and my expectations on my family, my wife, and my kids. And, you know, I'll do my best. It doesn't mean I don't do anything. I'll do my best, but like, don't be attached, which my mentor always tells me, don't be attached, right?
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.